So if we want to activate prosperity in our lives, what activity do we need to engage in? I would say the first thing we need to do is decide. Decide. Quit playing around with this thing. Is God or isn't God? Is love or isn't love? What's the power in your life? What do you choose to be the power in your life? Because as you believe, it becomes true for you. So if you believe in lack, honey, you're going to get lack. That's just the way it works. If you believe in plenty, you're going to receive plenty. And I'm not saying, I know right now some of you are thinking, well, I know a couple of millionaires that I've seen on TV, and they just keep getting more, although they totally do not believe in plenty. Well, guess what? The reason they keep trying to amass more of one thing is because they have an emptiness in another place that they don't even know can't be filled by that. Okay? So when I say prosperity, I'm talking about the whole thing. Prosperity means getting up in the morning and knowing who you are and feeling good about that. Prosperity means looking at the people in your life and allowing them to be who they are and not having to hold any grudges against them. Prosperity means looking at yourself and your own mistakes and your foibles and your humanness and going, that's okay, I'm awesome anyway. God is my source. I am an expression of God. How could I be otherwise? Prosperity means, yes, my needs are met. It means that I may not get what I wish for, or I may, but I will get what I need and beyond what I need. My experience is that I get beyond what I need, that there are always more riches that I might not recognize at first, but if I keep my mind open to them, I will see them. I will see those riches. So decide, is there one God and are we part of that one? If so, everything already belongs to you. Amen. Everything. Everything. Now, we have this construct that we call time that we made up. So it looks like things are happening in some sort of consecutive order and that we can't have it all at once. It really is all going on all at once. I'm not going to go into that because it's a little too much. But we decide it's either true or not. Georgiana Tree West, who wrote those Ten Commandments, I quoted her a couple weeks ago. I'm going to quote her again. Either she said to herself as she was poor and sick and a minister and going, I don't get it. I'm poor and sick and I'm a minister. I should know better. She said to herself one day, either this God is real or the whole thing is a lie. One or the other, you can't have it both ways, or the whole thing is a lie. Either I can prove my faith today, communicate directly with God, with love, or it's all false. And she made a decision. I choose God today. In 12 step, they often say, God is everything or God is nothing. You can't go, well, God help me with this, but whoo, God, I really don't trust you with this other thing. I'm going to work really, really hard to make that happen. Or that was from God, that was from the devil. No. It's all from God, and yet we get choices about it. So really what living a prosperous life is, what living prosperity is a transformation. And that's what happened on Easter Sunday, right? That there was a transformation. It happened before Easter Sunday. It happened because Jesus said, you're thinking about the whole thing wrong. I didn't come to change the rules. The rules are fine, whatever. The rules are fine. But you don't need rules if you believe this. Love, 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 love. I'm not kidding. I mean it. No exceptions. That was the transformation that he offered that few of us have decided to take advantage of, but we're on our way. Any moment that we can hold that truth, we are on our way to bringing that vision alive for all of humanity, for the whole world. But the transformation was up until that time, it was commonly believed that it was only right, only ever right, to take an eye if someone took yours. To punch somebody in the mouth if they punched you in your mouth. And as Gandhi beautifully said, an eye for an eye, leaves the whole world blind. You can't, I mean, there's no end to it. Well, I took my, well, now I got to do something to him. Well, now I got to do something back. Well, now I got to, you ever have that sort of relationship with somebody in your life? Yeah. Can't let him win. Can't let him have the last word. When Erin was a teenager, she and Bob played this game, right? She would say her thing, then she would go to her room, and he would walk back there and open her door and go, last word, and slam it and run out. Yeah. And of course, what happened? Nuh-uh, last word. There's no end to it. There's no end to it until you decide that the end is that no one owes you anything because you already have everything. And you don't have to do anything to anybody else because they're on their own path. That was the transformative, the radical message of Jesus the Christ. He came and said, whoa, 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 we're not two. We're one. That is the message in Buddhism, not two. That's said often in Tibetan Buddhism. No, it's very simple, not two. Not two. We say one, that sounds like a big concept. Not two. Nope, nope, not two. So this idea of transformation, the idea of Easter wasn't just like looking for this silver lining. The idea of abundance is not about crap happens in life, and so I'm going to look on the bright side. It's not that. It's a transformation that means when stuff happens in life that seems like, oh, that wasn't what I ordered, there is some part of us that goes, I wonder what I'm going to learn from this. I wonder how this is going to enrich my life. That is living in prosperity. That is living transformed. Seeing, listening, learning. Not living the high life, but living the higher life. The higher life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, when he was talking about scripture and how important it was, he said, just as a reservoir is of little use when the whole countryside is flooded, scriptures are of little use to the illumined man or woman who sees the Lord everywhere. It's like scriptures, sure. If you need to have a scripture to remind you that God is everywhere, okay. But really, if you see that God is everywhere, who cares about the scripture? It doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter at all. I love that. Just as a reservoir, okay, I'm gonna hold on to this water right here, okay? I'm gonna save it up. When the whole countryside is flooded, right? I'm gonna worship this scripture. Here's what this thing says. I believe it. When love is available everywhere all the time, I mean, have your scripture, but know that that is not the source of your good. That is a tiny little description of your good that you might want to hold on to for your own fun or your own torture. It's up to you. But the real thing is love. So as I wrote this, I kind of had this sermon written because when I spoke about the consciousness of prosperity, I continued on with this activity of prosperity, and I thought, whoop, nope, that's two sermons or we're going to be here all day. So I moved it for after Easter. But I'll tell you, a lot of stuff has happened between then and now. And I've been living prosperity in not the ways I would have wished for between then and now. So I have to tell you some about that. It doesn't mean that there are no lean times. Prosperity doesn't mean that there are no lean times. It means life comes in seasons, and it always comes back around because it's a never-ending circle. It is eternity. It is eternity. In Psalms 30, sing praises to the Lord, O you his saints, which means you who love, and give thanks to God's holy name. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Always, I added that part. But it's true, always. It doesn't mean you won't weep at night. It means that there will be a morning. And it may not be the morning you envisioned, but there will be a morning. And so this idea of true prosperity is to live in a miraculous way, is to live our lives in miracle. And I love the Course in Miracles describes a miracle as a shift in perspective. Just what we were talking about, transformation. Look at the whole world differently. Not look at this scripture differently, but go, oh, there's a nice scripture, but the whole world is flooded with love. Change your perception and everything changes. So yes, there are lean times. Storms come. Sometimes we are Noah, okay? Noah and the ark. So what is that about? Was it possible for him to get two of every single species on the earth? No. What is that about, though? Why does Noah do that? Here's what I think. Noah takes what he knows will generate life and leaves everything else behind. Think about that for a minute. What has everything it needs to bring you forward? Carry that with you. Everything else leave behind. Stop having nostalgia about the way it was. Go, what do I have today and how do I move forward? That is prosperity. That is prosperity. That idea of leave behind the grief, leave behind the fear, leave behind the thoughts. Feed what grows the good in your life. Feed it, which means know what it is and then follow it up with actions. Because we can remember a good truth, but if we don't immediately act on it, we're going to forget. That's the nature of us. Little tiny human minds, but little tiny human minds connected to divine mind. So all we have to do is practice the things that we need to do to continue to connect, to remember our connection. So last Sunday, Bob fell. Before he fell, I knew that night that he was weak. He couldn't get up. Something was wrong. And so I called my daughter-in-law, who lives the closest to us of all family, and said, it's Easter Sunday. I really have to go to church, but I can't leave him here alone. Would you come and be with him while I'm at church, and I'll get back as soon as I can? She said, yes, of course. She came. Before she got there, he fell and broke his hip. I had to call 911. So, okay, plan B. Plan B. But the cool thing is, because I'd called her, my daughter-in-law was already on her way, and I just called her and said, meet me at the hospital instead, which she did, and she sat with me that whole morning. Y'all, that is prosperity. It doesn't feel like prosperity when your husband falls, but it feels like prosperity when the timing of it works out so that it happened before I was gone somewhere else. And here's prosperity. I called someone and said, something big has happened. I'm not going to be able to do church this morning. And that someone said, take it off your plate. It is taken care of. And that's not just Rick Horsey, who happened to be the one who said that day for me, for all of us. But it's everyone who stepped forward and said, Easter goes on. The transformation is real and we're going to celebrate it. Doesn't have anything to do with who's standing up front or who is not. You show up. Kay showed up. I don't know what she sang. She sang her song and my song, or she made up a new one. I have no idea, but I knew I didn't have to think about it because she would take care of it. Justin would take care of it. Aaron, even in her fear, knew what was going on, but she came to take care of it, to take care of you. That is prosperity, y'all. That is prosperity. And if he hadn't had this fall at this time, I don't know. We've had stuff going on for 3 years that we've had no explanation for. But because of this fall and the fact that we were in a hospital where every single specialty came to consult us over this past week, we are getting an idea of a diagnosis which will allow us to do something moving forward. Yesterday I was saying, the OBGYN hasn't been here yet. You ready? It's the only specialty we didn't see. But we were ready. We were ready in case they showed up. So we're going to get a diagnosis. We don't know exactly what it is yet, but we know that when we do, then we'll know, we'll be given what we need to do next. And that's all we can ever ask for, is what to do next. If we want to see 1,000 feet down the road, you can. You can decide what's going to happen 1,000 feet down the road. But I tell you, when you get 1,000 feet down the road, if you took one step to the left, you're in a completely different place. So you might as well just take a step at a time and enjoy the scenery on the way. And that's what we're trying to do. So, And you know what? The first thing I've been for the last month saying, did I do the right thing to move to this new house? I'm further away from, I used to live in the hospital district in Fort Worth, like literally 2 blocks from one hospital and 3 from another and 4 from another. I moved us away from the hospitals. I moved us away from the neighbor that would come over at the drop of a hat and take care of our animals. Was that not a good thing? Have I done wrong? Just lately I've been thinking that. The physical therapist came to him the first day and said, okay, the big thing we need to know is, what's the situation in your house? Please tell me it's all one story, because steps are not going to be your friend. We moved out of a 2-story house that you had to go up 9 steps just to get to the front door, and then more steps to get up to the bedroom and bathroom. That was prosperity, because something in me, not knowing what was going on, around last August went, we need to move. We need to move. And a lot of people went, why do you need to move? Don't you love this house? Don't you love this neighborhood? Yeah, but we need to move. I didn't know exactly why, but that is prosperity, y'all, because I heard something and I trusted God. And this isn't about me. I'm just using my story to illustrate some stuff, but you have the same story. What are you being prompted now that you're like, I don't even know what that's for? What are you being prompted to do that you're reluctant to do because you don't have a reason behind it? I say, do some praying and listen to what divine mind is telling you, because divine mind will give you clues as to what to do. And here's a miracle. Bob's in the hospital. This is not fun. And our 7th great grandbaby was born. Aww. Nola Jane. Aww. Yeah. Support. That is abundance. People who say, how can I help? That's abundance. That's abundance, y'all. I was going to, I forgot to bring it in here, but Bob's laying in the bed, and I am on the phone calling people, like saying, canceling things. Okay, I'm not going to do this, and can you take this? And I'm stepping back from this other thing, and I'm stepping back from this other thing. And he said, I'm going to paraphrase, something like, dang, all I had to do to get you to slow down was fall on my butt. He said it in not as nice words as that. But we laughed and laughed and laughed. It's like, yeah, I guess so. I guess so. We're here to learn. I'll tell you something else. This sounds really terrible, but the pulmonologist who said, this isn't just pulmonary, we need to take care of this, but you need a neurologist because something is going on. He said maybe something like ALS. For 24 hours, Bob and Aaron and I went, okay, what if it's this? What if it's this? And you know what we said? If it's this, we're in it together, just as if it's in anything else. It's not what we want, but if it is, it is, and we're all in. We're all in. And then 24 hours later, when we actually saw the neurologist, and he said, no, it's not ALS, it might be Parkinson's. We went, oh, Parkinson's, all right. That's prosperity. We didn't know. We still don't know for sure that that's what it is, but that's one of the indications of what it might be. So here's the deal. So what are we here to learn? No matter what's happening in your life, you can say, what has been presented to me that is uniquely mine to handle? And what richness am I going to get from it? What beauty am I going to discover in myself and in the people around me? What ways am I going to be challenged out of my tendency to inertia? To just sit on the couch and watch Netflix? What ways am I going to be challenged? And what raw material is given to me? What will I make with it? And how will I proceed with God? And here's the deal. The result is always guaranteed. Not here's the actual outcome I want, God, because you love me, God, and I'm a minister, God, so extra points, it has to be this, 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 and this, because I'm living in prosperity. That's not the way it works. But the way it does work is I am living in the heart of God. At this moment, you can't get more prosperous than living right in the center of the heart of God. And sometimes that's the way prosperity shows up. It says, look at all this other stuff you thought was important. It isn't. Look what is important. And live there and be present for it and feel it. And it's okay to be scared and it's okay to be sad. But it's also okay to know that you're being cared for and to know that love is the final truth. This is a choice point. Do you believe it or do you not believe it? I believe it. I believe it. So here's what I wrote a couple of weeks ago, and it really, really works. For what to do to activate prosperity in your life, lean in. Whatever's happening, lean in. We have a tendency when something happens that we don't like to immediately just run away. Distract, right? Find something, woo-hoo, I'll just watch Netflix. I don't want to look at that. If you take a moment to lean in, then you will connect to a higher wisdom. You will. It's only when we run away that we don't. And the higher wisdom is still there. It's just like we're going, you know. All we have to do is stop and go, okay, 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 okay. That's all it takes. And the higher wisdom is there. So we lean in and we connect. So that means we connect to source. It means that we pray. It means that we meditate. It means that we're willing to look at a thing and see it from a different perception. We're willing to activate a miracle in our lives, to see it differently. It means that we're willing to pay attention to all of the blessings instead of focusing on the thing that we don't want. It means saying yes to opportunities as they present themselves, instead of, oh, that's not the way I pictured that. It means saying yes. All of that is prosperity. That's advanced prosperity, y'all. Connect by prayer and meditation. Connect by seeing differently. See differently by paying attention to your blessings. They're all over the place, even in your darkest hour. If you start counting your blessings, I promise you, it may be hard to get started, but you won't run out. You will start to realize how many blessings that you have. So we're paying attention, we're saying yes, and then here's the deal, we love without condition. That means that's what part of saying yes. Okay, not what I ordered, but I say yes to it. I'm opening my heart to love it. To love the people surrounding it, to love the situation, to love that God is in it with me. There's no other kind of love, y'all, besides unconditional. Everything else is just sentimentality. If it has conditions on it, it's not really love. And so we love unconditionally. We live in gratitude. That's what paying attention does for us. We get to live in gratitude, grateful always for everything. And we give. We give because giving is the proof that we've received. If you have nothing, you can't give. That's the only time you can't give is if you have absolutely nothing. Guess what? No one in this world has absolutely nothing. Therefore, everyone has something to give. So give of what you have. If all you can give is a smile, then give it. And we talk a lot about giving money in religion, especially giving money. There's always those preachers on TV. You will go to heaven if you just send me $5 or $500 or whatever. And we hate that because we know old people are taken advantage of and they're giving their retirements away to people on TV. They're saying, we need your money. And that's not what prosperity is about. And when I say give, that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is open up your fists, because if you have a fist, you will keep what is able to fit right here. Yes. But if you open up, there is no limit to what you can receive when you're paying attention and saying yes and giving thanks. So give, because that is the proof. That means give everything. Give your smiles, give your heart, give your love, give your, well, don't give your opinion unless someone asks for it. You know, but give your expertise, give your presence. Your presence, y'all, is one of the greatest gifts you can ever give somebody. And I mean ENCE, not ENTS. The presence is the present. Give your presence. Giving anything, giving of yourself, of your talents, of your time, of your whatever, is proof, not to other people, proof to you. Oh, I just gave something. That means I have plenty. Viktor Frankl, in Man's Search for Meaning, said he watched as he spent the entire war in a concentration camp and lost every single member of his family, every single member. And he was a psychologist before he went in, and he watched the behavior. That was an amazing instance of, okay, here's what is mine to do. So I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to apply my gifts. I'm going to say yes to whatever is here for me. And he paid attention. And one of the things he realized is that some people really lost their humanity. They were treated like animals and they became animals. They believed what their captors told them or forced in them. And some people did not, regardless of how badly they were treated, never lost their humanity. And he said the difference was anybody who had one crumb and could give half of it away didn't lose their humanity. Anybody who felt they had something to give, that was their lifeline, giving part of what they had. Getting so scared that you can't give any of what you have is what turns us into animals, or makes us live in our animal nature instead of that divine nature that animates this animal nature. So we give. Why is giving money? I mean, we give in many ways, but giving money gets us like, oh, I'll give you my time. I'll give you my talent. I'll give you my opinion. I'll give you my advice. I'll give you my presence even, but don't talk about my money. I need that to live. Well, you need it all to live. Money just happens to be the scary thing. Money just happens to be the scary thing because we believe that it is how we live. And not until we give some money away do we convince ourselves that, oh, it wasn't the money after all. It was God providing for me, and that still happens. So who's God? Who's God? The other thing we can give is forgiveness. Because if you're not forgiving, you're holding on to something and your fists aren't open. And if you want to see the windows of heaven open, to use a Baptist phrase for a minute, forgive. Forgive. Source, God, love, whatever you call it, that is our employer, our guide, our guardian. So what we're talking about in the activity of abundance is a miracle, a total transformation, a total flip in our mind from holding on to things tightly to loosening our grip and coming to understand that all good was already ours always, and it will continue to be. That's all I have to say about that. Thank you. I talked a little long. Imagine that. So instead of a guided meditation, we're just going to do a little arrow prayer, shall we? One that quickly pierces the heart. So take a deep breath. And just become aware of that place that's not really in the body, but we can feel it in the body, the heart of us. Say, divine love, thank you that I know in this moment that the heart of me is the heart of God. I am living in the heart, and the heart of God is living me, not just living through me, not just living as me, but is living me. And so I give thanks that this heart connection is mine at every moment, and I may forget, and all I have to do then is remember. Remind myself. look into someone's eyes and allow them to remind me, receive a hug, receive a gift, receive presence, and let that remind me that the heart of God is pumping and alive and in and around and through and connecting all of us. And that all of our good, all of it, no matter what it looks like, comes from that heart, that living, breathing heart of the divine. Not two separate things, but just one. The living, breathing heart of the divine is my heart and yours. There is no separation. Which means that my living, breathing heart is your living, breathing heart. And so I simply take a breath and rest in that oneness. Make my mind let go of it, because the mind can't get around it, but the heart knows already. So I breathe into that heart space, and I just say thank you. I feel the gratitude for this truth revealed in me. And I know that it is safe to live from this truth. And so it is. Amen.